It is 5 p.m. now.
And here is your latest RTL Today news. Police interventions linked to domestic violence rose by 10% in 2025, while the number of perpetrators removed from their homes increased by 16%, according to figures presented by Equality Minister Yuriko Backus today. Greens MEP Tilly Metz, speaking with RTL this morning, said the ongoing heatwave and record-breaking temperatures in Luxembourg were further evidence that the climate crisis is not a distant threat but an urgent reality. Extreme weather events, she noted, are now more frequent and more severe across Europe. Motorists should prepare for significant disruptions on the A3 motorway this weekend, as both directions will be closed to traffic to allow for extensive construction works linked to the expansion of the Dudelange-Luxembourg route. The Zita Clinic has been forced to close today due to a technical issue, meaning patients cannot access the emergency department. The Robert Schumann Hospital Group said patients in central Luxembourg could attend the emergency departments at the CHL or the Kirchberg premises instead. In other news, the United Nations has today demanded independent investigations into the at least 52 deaths in US Immigration and Customs Enforcement custody since last year, and swift action to prevent more people from dying. International search and rescue teams from at least 17 countries are being scrambled to Venezuela to help look for survivors of the devastating twin earthquakes, the United Nations announced today, as the death toll has risen to at least 164, with 971 people injured. The UN's nuclear chief has said that Iran's pledge not to build a nuclear weapon would need very strong verification, as the United States and the Islamic Republic negotiate a permanent settlement to end the war. And authorities in Russian annexed Crimea have declared an emergency situation in a bid to ease the fallout from increasing Ukrainian aerial attacks on the peninsula. Sports now, and Russia will no longer take part in the Rhythmic Gymnastics World Challenge Cup in Romania, the team has announced today, after accusing the event's organisers of banning their flag and anthem. And England captain Ben Stokes stepped up his impressive return from international exile with a treble strike that took him to 250 test wickets as England fought back in the final test of the series. New Zealand have been dismissed for 438 and England are currently 73-1 at tee. For more on these stories, news, updates and much more, head over to rtltoday.lu. Weather now, and there is a red weather warning in place for heat officially until Sunday morning, and Meteorlux have also just put in place a yellow warning for storms from 6 p.m. tonight, with heavy rain and strong winds forecast. It's currently blue skies though and around 38 degrees.
RTL Today traffic info.
Well, I hope the AC in your car is working, especially if you're on the A6 between Sessange and Breedel, currently looking at an 45-minute delay, still on account of an accident. It's 15 minutes on the N5 between the Lycée LTMR in Pétange and the French border, 25 minutes on the A3 heading down south to Dudelange, 15 minutes on the CR230 between Merl and Strassen, and lastly, another 25-minute delay on the A6 between Sessange and Mama. No, disregard that last one. Whatever. Right, John? What? One speed check this afternoon, though. This one is for real. That's in Hesperange on the Allée de la Jeunesse Sacrifiée, 1940 to 1945. And as for everything else, it is today.rtl.lu/mobility. Now time for the World Cup review, a.k.a. Ballin' with Baker.
Celebrate the World Cup with Mevil Alvis, with up to 50% off on stock furniture. More on alvis.lu.
Mevil Alvis.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to episode 21 of the RTL Today World Cup Review, aka Ballin' with Baker, where the group stage is bubbling nicely and calculators are getting more minutes than Jordan Henderson. We're heading into crunch time, pride on the line, qualification spots dangling, and a few teams already nervously googling flights home. Group I serves up the glamour tie, Norway versus France. Both are through, but nobody wants second place if they can help it. All eyes are on the main event, Haaland versus Mbappe, a striker showdown that feels less like football and more like a superhero crossover. goals are expected, defences are optional. Meanwhile, Senegal versus Iraq is the classic playing for pride fixture, often code for finally we can relax and actually enjoy ourselves. Group H is where things get properly chaotic. Cape Verde versus Saudi Arabia sees two sides still daring to dream. Cape Verde topping the group would require a goal avalanche of biblical proportions. In reality, there's more chance of me being asked out by Charlize Theron. Then there's Uruguay versus Spain, also known as Advanced Mathematics 101. So many qualification scenarios, you half expect someone to bring a whiteboard. It's certainly too complex for my tiny brain. Expect tension mixed with cautious play and that one late goal that sends half the group into existential crisis. Group G keeps things knife edge. Egypt versus Iran battle for top spot, though Iran know a slip-up could leave them sweating harder than a referee during a VAR review. That's because New Zealand versus Belgium could flip everything. Belgium, who have been underwhelming so far, need to wake up, while New Zealand quietly hover like that one student who says nothing all term, then smashes the final exam. Group L offers Croatia versus Ghana, separated by just 1 point. Both should go through, but nobody wants to test that theory. Expect composure, control, and Luka Modric still gliding around like time forgot him. England versus Panama is England's chance to remember that they're good at football. After one great game and one snooze-a-thon, they'll want a bit more swagger against an already eliminated Panama. Group K gives us Colombia versus Portugal, a tidy top-of-the-table clash. Colombia have been smooth operators so far, and Portugal seem to have finally located their on-switch. Congo versus Uzbekistan is simpler. Congo chase qualification, Uzbekistan play the role of spirited spoiler. Group J is pure tension. Algeria versus Austria is winner takes a deep breath stuff, with goal difference looming like the thunder we are all waiting for. Expect chaos in both boxes. Then Argentina versus Jordan sees Messi already with 5 goals, strolling around through the tournament like it's a Sunday league kickabout. Slightly worrying for everybody else. And then Sunday night, we are already into the knockouts. South Africa versus Canada kicks off the last 32. Grit versus composure, with Canada missing a key man. That's the menu for the weekend. I'll be back Monday to explain what actually happened once my heart rate returns to normal. This is JB out.
Drive with Tom Einarsson.
The heartbeat
of Luxembourg.
RTL Today Radio.
Please, man. Pretty please with a cherry on top, King.
That was the World Cup review with JB, maybe the highlight of my day now.
The weather cold, the weather so chill, chilly, willy, penguin, feathered road. Cause I'm sipping, yeah, that so. Yeah, stepping stone. Oh, they acting up, get your weapons wrong. They only killing time, another second gone. I heard your man at home, now you melatonin, but you acting young.
And you hella grown.
I'm away from my little mama coming.
I want you.
And it's with the gun, she gonna miss me when I'm gone.
I need you.
I'm a lifesaver. It's like what you want.
I need you. I want you. Come on, baby. I need you.
Okay, she giving me love, but it my energy up. Every time it's finna be summer, only got the memories of us. And now we industry lovers, they making enemies of us. I mean, sometimes we in public, they drain this energy from us. Visit Italia, be my senorita. They've either or I've either, either way you need a visa. I ain't talking about MasterCards, debit cards either. Credit charge, Kermit the Frog, margaritas. Yeah, I heard she got a man, homie. Yeah, yeah, you wanna lay the hands on me. Yeah. But he should see the way she dance on me. Yeah. Wishing I ain't had no pants on me.